dictation for Jamario Washington, JAMARIOWASHINGTON. Date of birth 7/4/96. Date of service 12/5/2022. Date of accident is 3/8/2022. Currently, Jamario Washington was involved in an automobile accident where he was rear-ended, leading to some headaches and pain in the neck and the lower back and right knee. The subsequent MRIs that were done showed some positive findings, and they are a bulging disc at C4-5 with herniated disc, and in L5-S1 there is a herniated disc with bulging disc and a posterior disc annular fissure. The patient also was found to have a minimal joint effusion without any evidence of meniscus tear in the left knee MRI, with no issue with the collateral ligaments or ACL or PCL. Patient was advised to have an injection, lumbar epidural steroid injection. He did one on 11/5 with some improvement. Currently, he says that his neck is stiff and is locking, and he woke up 2 days. He can't move his neck at all. Severe spasm in the posterior and lateral part of the neck. The pain in the neck is 10. Middle back, upper back, and lower back pain is 8, with no radiation at all. Some pain is reported in right elbow and right knee also. No, right elbow and the left knee. At the rate of 5 or 6. Pain level varies from 6 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. The patient reports that 10% improvement has been obtained so far with that current treatment. He has been doing physical therapy, chiropractic, in the system. In the ADLs, patient reports mood is affected the worst, 8. Walking ability, sleep are at 7. General activity, work, relationship with people, and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, patient reports of headaches in neurology and psych, but denies any other symptom of TBI. There is no history of dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. He has no symptom of difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation. He denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory, and no history of anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, and neck, as well as stiffness in the neck and the lower back. No difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, except some improvement is there and the pain has decreased with the medications. Last 30 days, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is naproxen and Tylenol 4. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 159 over 99, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which is 11/10/2022. Dictation number is 11-010-22. Or backward, another one. Sorry, I do not have the dictation number for November visit, but 10/11/2022 dictation number was 1003-011 and 1023-009. Please use that dictation with physical exam and diagnosis. So currently the plan is to continue the lumbar epidural, physical therapy once a week. A physical therapist has to send a evaluation and certification for further physical requirement, because this patient has been doing physical therapy since March. And he's still continues on a work disability, household replacement and transportation. And he'll be provided naproxen, flexural Lyrica and Voltaren gel for pain relief. A prescription of Narco 7.5325 once a day is provided for 15 days only. And that's about it. Thank you very much.